The KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series will conclude Saturday night inside Star Theater at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The setup is a sort of throwback to many of the earliest concerts in the series. A guest artist accompanied by some of our own best musicians. Robert Ginsberg recently talked to Vic Juris, the guitarist headlining the final 2012 show.
Vic, I've read that you are essentially a self-taught guitarist, but you did have some instruction on standard notation when you were very young. And the instructor, as I understand it, was a jazz player.
It just so happened through my dad, he got me lessons at a music store. And my teacher, his name, he's still alive, his name is Ed Berg, was a jazz player. And he's actually the guy who turned me on to jazz. And what happened was they had a fire at the music store, so he said if I wanted to continue lessons with him, I would have to go to his house. So I started going to his house, and every time I got there, he'd have some kind of jazz guitar or jazz of some kind playing on his little hi-fi machine, you know. So I got I really got introduced to it through him.
How old were you at this time?
I was maybe 11 or 12.
Uh-huh. But he really was, in terms of formal instruction, he was really your only teacher, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was my only guitar teacher.
But you'd been playing before this?
Yeah, I'd been playing I started in 1963.
What were you listening to as a youngster?
Well, my dad came home with all these records. He had a lot of the old Chess records, you know, like Howlin' Wolf, Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters. He had a lot of those things. So that's how I got introduced to guitar. That was like kind of the first guitar music I heard.
Were you playing in bands when you were in junior high and high school? Or?
Yeah, mostly rock and roll. We're playing things like, by the time I was 13, 14, we were playing Beach Boys, Beatles, early kind of Motown kind of stuff, Temptations.
You bet.
Marvin Gaye, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was all kind of thrown into the same pot. You know, they didn't categorize things as you remember in those days. It was all kind of this, you know, they were all in the same top 10, you know.
That's right. It was pretty eclectic in some
ways.
Well, it wasn't long after this that you, I guess it was in the mid-70s when you started working with people like Eric Klaus, and which led to a stream of connections, Barry Miles. These were kind of jazz rock bands, weren't they?
Yeah. See, in the 70s is kind of when the fusion period came about. The Chick Corea, you know, Return to Forever, and Mahavishnu Orchestra. So guys in my age group, that was kind of our music that we were checking out. Plus, we were all apprenticing with the older guys. So you were kind of in a little bit of a parallel universe. I'd be playing with Sonny Stitt at night, sometimes rehearsing with, you know, my peers during the day. We were playing, like, heavy electric stuff.
Drop a few more names, and there's a purpose behind this, so bear with me, Vic.
I'm with you, Rob.
All right. Dizzy Gillespie, Phil Woods, yeah. Chico Hamilton, Mel Torme, Sarah Vaughan, Eddie Jefferson, Nancy Wilson, Don Patterson, Wild Bill Davis, Jimmy Smith, Dave Liebman. This is a really short list of artists that you've worked with and recorded with that include legendary names, iconic vocalists, jazz organ masters.
There's a lot more.
Oh, I know. This is nothing. Free jazz artists, you know, leaning into the avant-garde, and a palette, really, of styles and musical demands that's really nothing short of encyclopedic. You seem to embrace all of these genres of music with equal conviction and virtuosity, really. Is there a style you feel most at home with, or is it all just music?
No, it's all just music. That kind of drives the critics crazy, and, you know, I just really like all kinds of music. You know, I like a lot of guitar music. I like a lot of different styles of guitar playing, too. I think that just goes back from when I was a kid, you know, like having different kinds of recordings in the house.
You've had some very fruitful associations with other guitarists, including Larry Coryell and Borelli Legrand and John Etheridge. The question that arises for me from this is, how does performing with fellow guitarists, how does that affect your playing as opposed to just playing in a rhythm section, or does it affect it at all?
One of the things you have to, you know, find a way to play without stepping on each other's toes. You know, it can get very competitive. The thing is to try to make good music out of it. You know, playing two guitars is kind of an easy format to play in because one kind of naturally pulls the other one along, you know. But it requires a lot of listening. When we play duo, we've kind of come up with a sound, you know. So that's been a lot of fun.
This is going to be your second time to perform in Fayetteville. The first time was 3 years ago when you were here with Nilsson Mata and Brazilian Voyage, and that was at the Walton Arts Center's Artisphere Trail Mix concert out at Lake Fayetteville. This is going to be a little different. This time you're headlining the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series final event of the season, and you're going to be joined by two of our regional jazz artists, Dr. James Greeson, who's an instructor and bassist and guitarist here at the university, and a drummer, Darren Novotny. How do you feel about playing blind dates with musicians you've never met?
You know, I don't do a lot of that, you know, but sometimes it's the first time you play with somebody could be the best time you ever play together. Like, I'll have a rehearsal and I'll bring some music and I'll just see who's comfortable with what. Mm-hmm. The main thing is just to have music that the players feel good about and they don't feel apprehensive about, you know, in a one-shot, you know, deal like that. It'll be fine.
Vic Juris will play Saturday night at 8 at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The concert is the final installment of this year's KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. If you'd like to know more about the concert, you can go to KUAF.com or digjazz.com.